9. Welcome to another session at the Sports Desk. This is Brian Gall with news of sporting events, both local and further afield. Let's start with a local success story. That means Glass Boys, the Stourbridge soccer team. Yes, the Saints definitely came marching in on their behalf last Saturday. First of all, Stourbridge won their league match away from home by 2-1 at St Neots. Perhaps not entirely surprising, as their opponents are down near the bottom of the league and have won only one home league match all season. But it was another Saint, St Ives Town, in the same league who really answered their prayers by winning 3-0 at the home of Kettering Town Football Club, the league leaders, on the same afternoon. Kettering and Stourbridge are jostling for the league leadership, have been all season so far. And you may remember I reported a couple of weeks ago that Stourbridge had lost their league match at Kettering by 4-2. St Ives' win there last weekend was the shock result of the day in this league because they sit well down the league table. And looking at that table this week, Kettering and Stourbridge are back level with one another, with the same total of points earned up to now, although the Northamptonshire side still have 2 games in hand. They are jointly 9 points ahead of their nearest pursuing side, and the league this season is turning into a 2-horse race. Long way to go still, but Stourbridge will want to win the title because only the league leader at the end of the season is assured promotion. The next 4 clubs in line have to endure the playoffs, and that did not turn out well for Stourbridge a couple of years ago. Meanwhile, the club are in the middle of a run of 3 successive fixtures away from home, at Leicester, which I gather is somewhere over in East Anglia this Saturday, then at Banbury next Tuesday. Among the big boys of West Midlands soccer, there were wins at the weekend for Birmingham City at home against Preston and Villa away at Middlesbrough. That was a really excellent victory against a promotion challenger, while the Baggies, West Brom, were not in action until Monday evening when reports say they threw away a barrowload of chances to score in only drawing 1-1 at home to Brentford. Walsall were in action in the second round of the FA Cup and drew 1-1 against Sunderland. The replay is next Tuesday. And the area's only Premier League representatives, Wolves, lost 2-1 away to Cardiff and continue to struggle after a bright start to the season. Following the second round of the Cup last weekend, the draw was made for round 3, supposedly one of the most magical events in soccer, the stage at which the Premier League and Championship sides join the action, and local teams who've survived this far might achieve the fixture of their dreams and play against one of the Premier League giants. Over at Solihull Moors, they are already dreaming. They managed a draw in Saturday's second round against Blackpool. If they win the replay, a fairly big if, they will have a visit by Arsenal in round 3. The last 2 names out of the hat in the third round draw were Wolves, who will meet Liverpool at Molineux, and then Villa, who were drawn at home versus Swansea. West Brom will also be at home in round 3 versus Wigan, and the only travelling among local sides will be by Birmingham City, who will be on the road to West Ham. Walsall are still in the Cup, of course, but will have to overcome a replay away from home against Sunderland if they are to progress to round 3, where they'd be on their travels again, this time to Bolton Wanderers. Mentioning Villa a moment ago reminds me they were involved in a pretty remarkable league fixture last week, which ended 5-5 against Nottingham Forest, more like an ice hockey score. Forest were 2 to the good in the first 5 minutes. Villa recovered and it was soon 2-2, then 3-3 by half-time. Forest scored next, 4-3. 2 more for Villa, who led 5-4 inside the last 10 minutes before Forest equalised once more. Entertainment value, 10 out of 10. Ability of defenders, 2 out of 10. Turning now to the Oval Ball game, I seem to be saying week after week in these reports that if only some of Glassboys' success this season would rub off on their rugby counterparts, these would be happy days at Stourton Park. But it isn't so, and the despair continues after Stourbridge Rugby lost heavily on Saturday by 36 points to 12 up in Yorkshire against Otley. I have been saying repeatedly this season in reports of their matches that Stourbridge seem unable quite often to make use of the pace of their backs, and by all accounts Otley in this match showed them how it can be done. The Yorkshire side landed 4 tries in the first half, with the speed of their backs a key factor in at least 3 of them. Although Stourbridge made a better fist of things after the interval, by then the damage had been done and the home side were free and clear. Following this loss, Starbridge have slipped to 12th in the 16-team league, and they are definitely looking anxiously over their shoulders now. They badly need a spirited showing on Saturday, when Preston will be the visitors at Stourton Park. At least Starbridge Lions, the amateur side who also play at Stourton, broke their long run of losses with a thumping 43-17 win against Droitwich under the floodlights last Friday evening. This coming weekend, they face the short trip to play Dudley King Vincewood. That'll be a tough one. Their opponents are very much involved in the promotion battle at the top of the league. When the senior sides at Starbridge and Dudley Kings Vincewood were in the same league and met each other twice in a season, they were always deadly rivals. No love was lost, and I suspect this coming weekend's meeting of the Lions and their near neighbours will be no different. I hope to report what happened next time. It's good to talk a little about cricket in the depth of winter, and I'm already looking forward to the visit by Australia to these shores next summer. The Aussies are not quite the power they were in world cricket, but this, the oldest international rivalry in the sport, draws huge crowds nevertheless. But it was disappointing to learn the Australian tourists are not going to play any of our county sides in warm-up matches before the Test series begins. The opening of an Australian tour at Worcester was always one of the highlights of their visit every 4 or 5 years. They intend to play only a single warm-up match against an Australian A side before next summer's test matches begin. Maybe they'll come to regret that decision. They're not due over here until July, but before then, English cricket has a packed calendar. The poor souls will be off after Christmas to the Caribbean for a series against West Indies. Then, back here in May, Pakistan arrive for a mixture of one-day matches and a single test match, followed by the 2019 Cricket World Cup here, all before the Aussies arrive for a five-test series which runs into mid-September. It's that time of year when the sports pages of our newspapers look back over the last 12 months and ask their readers to think what has been the greatest sporting moment. And the BBC are also doing that, and of course their Sports Personality of the Year programme will be on in a couple of weeks. I was surprised that of the five nominations they've put forward, top of the list was the England ladies' win of the gold medal in the netball final at the Commonwealth Games in Australia last April. They won that match in the very last move and, according to the BBC, England's winners encouraged 750,000 women and girls in this country to take up netball. It made me think about, made me wonder about what my big sporting moment in 2018 might be. I'm going to give that a bit of thought and I'll try and come up with the answer on next week's news. But that's all we've got time for this week, so until next time, it's goodbye from Brian Gore.